Hello, my darling. It's Aisling Mooney, Angel Intuitive, Spiritual Business Mentor, author of the book, Angels Are With You. I am here with your angel messages for 20th of June. It's a very powerful month. If you haven't already, go back and have a look at my messages last week and the messages for June in general. It will really help you to just get a feel for this whole month. We are in the month of Archangel Shamuel, the month of big visioning, big dreams, big ideas, planting the seeds for what you want to bring into your life and in your spiritual business. So it's a big month. So go back and watch June and you'll be able to tune into the energy of this amazing archangel, one of my favorites in the whole system that I teach. So we're going to jump into this week. We have three cards, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The first card is Archangel Raguel, the motivational angel. And he says, it's like having an angel coach in your ear. And Raguel says, move your body to change your perspective. So if you felt a little bit stuck, a little bit funky, you know, there's stuff happening and you're just in a funk and you just can't get moving. I felt at that for a couple of months before Mercury retrograde broke. I felt a little bit sticky and things weren't sort of working, and this card came up a lot, and it was just move your body, breathe, get the energy flowing, do something different, break out of your routine. So I started swimming, I joined a Pilates group, I joined this sort of thing called Panka Fit, which is a bit weird and brand new to me. Go and Google it. So the message for me was move your body, and it did work. It did move that energy and things started flowing again and ideas started coming. And I just want to say as well that I acknowledge that while I was in that funk, while I was in that, you know, feeling like I was stuck, I was also acknowledging that I had a pretty big year this year. The first 4 months of 2022 were pretty full on. I launched a brand new course. I taught that course. I released my Oracle card deck, this Oracle card deck, after 2 years of creating it with the artist. And then all the other stuff. I was still bringing in members into my community. So there was a lot going on. And actually in January, I changed the my main offering from the Angel Circle to the Angels and Biz Alignment Program to incorporate a bigger span. So there was a lot. So it's no wonder that I didn't feel like doing anything. I was regrouping. I was re-energizing. And that was mainly the message from last week, was about remembering to pause and fill up your cup first, that we give from the overflow, not from the cup. We give from the saucer. Those are a quote from Lisa Nichols, give from your salt. Your saucer. So give from your saucer, give from that overflow, but get out this week and move your body. And then we have a really strange cat. It's really strange sequence. I just stopped for a cough break there. Hang on a second. A little bit of dust or something in my throat. So we have move. So it's so interesting. We have move, and then straight after that, we have this seated, this woman who's seated, and she says, coincidences are messages from your angels. So it's a bit of a contradictory image so it's saying, find that balance between movement and rest, because both are important. Both will rejuvenate you, will get you into the frame of mind where you can create again, where you can bring new ideas into the world. So that's a little bit of piece about that. But there's also an underlying message in this card, which is saying, watch out for coincidences. Because maybe if you've been asking your angels for guidance, give me a sign, give me some guidance, tell me what to do. I have this issue, I have this problem, I'm trying to find the right path. What's the next steps for me? If you've been asking for guidance, and maybe you haven't even been asking your angels, you've just been asking God or whatever, energy you call in or you pray to or whatever, or you believe in, But your angels are saying, coincidences are signposts that your angels are listening, that whatever beings you're calling on to support you, that they're listening, that your prayers have been answered, and that good things are on the way, that changes are happening, even in the background, even if it doesn't look like anything's changing in front of you, changes are happening in the background. And your angels are just saying, watch out for coincidences. With this card, I have this incredible story. It's in the deck. It's in the guidebook. And it was once I was at this conference. It was Diana Cooper. It was years and years ago. I randomly met this, sat down beside this girl. We got chatting. Really nice girl. We had lunch together. Can't even remember her name. It was really nice. And we hung out for the day and had a great day. And then afterwards, she said to me, hey, there's another conference coming up. Deepak Chopra, do you want to go to that? So yeah, no problem. Great. We booked tickets. In the meantime, at the Diana Cooper conference, she told me, we talked about sound healing. And I said, God, I'd really love a session in sound healing to try it out. I think it would help me with alignment posture in my body. And she said, I know this guy. She gave me the number. I forgot to ring him, forgot all about it. So I booked, met this girl at this Deepak Chopra event in the National Concert Hall in Ireland. A few thousand, maybe 1,200 people or 2,000 people. I don't know how many people are in that event hall. Literally, we sat down and this girl said, oh my God, that sound healing guy I was talking, he's sitting behind you. And it was like, I literally turned around and she said, hi, Tomas, this is Ashley. This is Tomas. She was interested in sound healing. So it was such a coincidence. It was like I had asked for sound healing. She had the answer. I ignored it. I went around my life. I was too busy. But the angels worked in the background to orchestrate the whole thing. And he was literally sitting beside me. So, of course, I booked a session immediately. And I did a few sessions with him. And his work was amazing. So watch out for coincidences, and they can be simpler than that. They don't have to be as dramatic as that, but any little coincidence, you're walking along the street, you're thinking about a friend, you turn the corner and you bump into them. That's like, oh my God, what a coincidence. They're not coincidence. There's no such thing as a coincidence. They're angel messages and signposts that you are on track, that you are walking towards your dreams, that your angels are listening, that your prayers are answered, that they're working in the background to bring it all into fruition. So just keep walking and noticing those coincidences just gives your dreams a little bit more energy, gives the angels a little bit more energy to keep working on your behalf. Finally, this week, What an interesting week we have this week. Archangel Jophiel, realize your worth. You are enough. Love it, this card. Jophiel is what I call the feng shui angel. I have a couple of cards in the deck of Jophiel. And she's a beautiful energy. She can feng shui your home, your office, your life, your... any area. I work with, there's an amazing Irish girl called Patricia Lohan, and you can find her on, she has an amazing podcast, you can join her program. That's who I work with, that's who I go to when I want to learn about feng shui. But you can buy some books, you can watch some videos, you can really explore this energy. But there's this card in particular is just reminding, Jophiel is asking you, look around you and ask yourself, does my environment, does my home, does my office, or my car even, reflect my self-worth? So it's I know it's a funny question, and I know it has lots of people are going, what the heck, Aisling? But it's like, think about what you have in your environment. So for example, I've moved my office space. This is not ideal, but I was in a smaller space that's been renovated and hopefully will be better. I'll be able to see it in the next couple of weeks if it's suitable. But I just felt cramped, and it was too small, and it was difficult to get in and out of, and it was difficult to put my stuff in. And I just thought, this is not a space worthy of my business at the moment. So unless it's transformed, I can't really do business here. I feel like my business is worth a bigger space. So I've moved into the bedroom, which is not ideal. Feng shui is not ideal, but at least it's a bigger corner for the moment while I renovate that other space and hopefully into something that I can actually work from. If not, I'll look for something else. But it's like, really think about the spaces that you're using. Even Joviel is saying the systems that you're using in your business. If you have a spiritual business and you're the one fucking managing all the calls and making all the appointments, it might be time to get a feckin' system like Timetrade or Calendly or Book Like a Boss, or, you know, get yourself a diary system so that you don't have to use, you don't have to do all that manually. It could be, okay, you're sending out social media and you're creating posts every single day and you're exhausted because it can be relentless. You know, you maybe need to batch and you need to use a system that can do it for you so that you can still take your holidays and live the life that you want. So it's like, what can you upgrade? What can you let go of? What can you release? What can you change? What can you shift? And I know all of that can seem overwhelming, but it's like, what one thing could you shift this week or this month that would make a massive difference? Could you hire an assistant? Could you buy a new software that you can use in your business? Could you replace all the crappy towels and buy some new ones in IKEA? Doesn't have to be expensive. Or maybe they're luxury towels, or maybe it's luxury bedding. Maybe you just want to get rid of that bedding and buy yourself some really beautiful pillowcases and replace some stuff. So, you know, just take a look around this week and think, is this reflective of how I really want to feel and be in my life? So what an incredible message. What an incredible, incredible cards this week. I hope that this has supported you in some way. If you want to order these cards, Angel, Archangel Messages for a New Earth, you can get on the pre-order list at ashleymooney.com. If you want some of my free resources, go to ashleymooney.com/free. You get my free Angels and Biz resources. Wherever you're watching this video, leave me a comment. Let me know how this is resonating. What's it sparking in you? What action are you going to take? And also, please share it with anyone that pops into your mind that you think, oh my God, they really need to hear that message this week. It could be just one word I said or one channeled piece of information or guidance that came through. But who can you share this message with to support them this week? And I almost forgot. The month of July in the Angel Cafe, we have a new event, brand new event called Spiritual Millions, which is like light workers coming together, sharing a message of abundance, joy, profitable business, prosperity in all areas of your life and your business. We'll have experts, we'll have videos, we'll have meditations, exercises, presentations. I've held this event for the last few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, I can't remember, sometimes twice a year. And it is always absolutely incredible. And I just want you to invite you. If you're already in our Facebook group, fantastic. You're on the email list. You're going to get the invite to the next event. But if not, go to ashleymooney.com/cafe for Angel Cafe, cafe, and just put in your email there and just get on the list so that you get information. You get notification. Every single speaker that we have, you'll get the full schedule and you'll be able to book it in. It's going to be an incredible summer and I can't wait to share it with you. So loads of love. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye.